everybody. I am doing this thing on a, happen to have some time on a Friday to do a quick recording for my food for thought. And I've been thinking a lot about like how to get moving, how to start, how to kick into gear, how to build a habit, how, you know, all that sort of stuff. I mean, this year was about, you know, kind of setting some goals and doing some stuff, and, you know, and oftentimes I think about the concept that it's the starting that's the hardest part, that once you get some momentum, once you get moving, you know, the whole thing kind of unfolds itself and unpacks itself and makes it more accessible and you can do it. But, you know, the thing I kind of reflect and think from the opposite direction, and, you know, oftentimes we're sitting just kind of in one place, you know, we're stuck, you know, we lack the ability to move forward, you know, and, you know, our mind, and I talk about our mind coming up with great excuses to just not do a thing, you know, and I think we all know what that is, you know, like things like losing weight or changing your diet or quitting smoking or drinking or changing your job or, you know, coming up with a new role or learning a new skill, maybe even just asking for help. You know, you're blocked. You can't even start that process because you lack, you know, I guess a motivation or a why or whatever you want it, but you don't know how to do it. And I'm sure we all have some sort of desire to make a change, you know, in ourselves or what have you. And the hardest step is, you know, just starting, right? So really, you know, in order to step it up and move in some new direction, you know, in our lives, we need to think in a way that frames it correctly. But again, we have a tendency to work against ourselves. We can be our own worst enemies. You know, we will find ways to not start something. And, you know, and if we do start, we tend to have a harsh failure-based approach, which gives us, you know, the easy way out to quit again. So it's like this really weird cycle of, you know, how do you start? How do you set yourself up for success? You know, what is it all meant to, you know, be or look like? Now, some people may listen to this and say, you know what, Joe, fuck you. You know, I'm not like that. I have it all sorted out. I don't suffer from motivation. And I mean, I guess I'd say, you know, back to you, that I'm fairly certain that at some point you had to question your motivation. You had to ask yourself why you were doing it, you know. You know, I'm sure you felt a sense of defeat at some point in time in all of this. But my argument isn't about whether you can be motivated continually and whether you can do it. It's the argument that the simple act of starting is the hardest part. You know, so starting. How do you start? How do you get moving? How do you build momentum? You know, and it's really centered around, you know, finding why you want to do something. I guess once you get moving and you find why, I mean, it's the most of it, but the really issue lies, I guess, in setting the expectation that it will just happen. That if you just buy running shoes, you're going to automatically become, I guess, a regular runner. Or if you join a gym, you'll somehow lose weight. So while, you know, I guess in part this is true, the deciding factor really is the perseverance. It's the element of being agile in your approach to it. And it's to really measure yourself on successes and not failures. And your view of what you want to become is, you know, somewhat romanticized in a way. So, you know, you have to be mindful of like how you put a perspective around what it is you're trying to achieve and how you start. I mean, so using an example, we would all love, I guess, to go to the gym, I guess, and like in a very small amount of time, maybe like a few months, you know, get the body of your idolized Insta personality or whomever that is. Maybe it's a movie star or whatever. I mean, the harsh truth is that it's a shit ton of work and sacrifice to do that. Time, diet, lifestyle choices, you name it, and I'm guaranteeing you that you would have to put it on the chopping block to get rid of it, to get to where you want to go. Now, some people may be absolutely motivated by the why to get that and all the parts and all the problems and all the things you are going to solve on the journey to getting there. But, you know, sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes the reality is that, you know, we all want something. We all have goals that we tell ourselves. And the idea that we will unlock, I guess, a door and let us become, I guess, the latest version of ourselves, you know, is a thing, right? You know, how do we do this? You know, we just don't want to accept, I guess, or put in the work to get there. And that's kind of the hard part, you know? So I guess I kind of, you know, have a challenge, you know, you have, to break this down, right? We have the thing. I want to get something done. You can find the why for doing it, right? You can figure that out. You accept that it's going to be work, right? But, you know, through that journey, there are going to be ups and downs on getting there, right? Some things are easier to achieve and some things are far harder to achieve. You know, the difference between losing a couple of kilos or pounds versus quitting drinking, two very different problems to solve. So, but nevertheless, there's still a level of turmoil amongst that journey. But the one thing that I know that's true, and I've said this time and time again, is that, you know, the work can be perceived as either good or bad, depending on your perspective. But sometimes that perspective can be, held in a negative light, depending on what you put in as expectations around your pursuit of that goal. And my challenge, roughly, is remove the expectations. Do not have an expectation that if you're going to go to the gym and lose weight, that you will do it in a prescribed amount of time. Remove the expectation. Have the goal that a weight will be lost and measure yourself smaller for the successes of simply going. Simply going one time, going two times. Setting a goal to achieve something that is more of a regular. I've gone twice a week for a month. I now go 5 times a week for 3 months. Those are wins, and those keep you motivated, and those keep you going. But if you were to set the expectation that, oh, I must go to the gym 5 days a week when I start, and I fail to do it because I have a whole bunch of life that I have to change and a whole bunch of motivation, and all these other factors come in, and I only went twice, therefore I'm a failure, you're more likely to quit or not start or get moving. We have to understand that your expectations are some of the things that definitely work against you. So set goals. Yes, do that. But engage in the act of just starting and, you know, dance your way through it. You know, it's a thing where you need to understand that failure is going to happen. If you accept that you're going to fail in your journey to your goals, you will also succeed in getting there. Because you know it's time, you know, I guess, I don't know, how do you say it, right? It's like one of those things where the time is the required liquid or lubricant you need to move between the point at which you want a thing and the point at which you're going to achieve a thing, if that makes sense, right? You need to understand that time is the element of achievement. Or, you know, going forward, right? So why I want to do it? Cool. There's a goal. Why? All that. Remove expectations and time becomes your, you know, your petrol, your gasoline, the fuel that keeps you moving forward. Every time you go back and do a thing is yet another thing or another moment at which you've succeeded. You know, because it's not, you know, it's not about the destination, right? The goal is a destination, but the journey to getting there is the substance that will make you stronger to recalibrate and then get to the next thing. Because oftentimes, you know, you might get to that point where, I've lost the 5 kilos or the 5 pounds, whatever you're going to do. And you're like, now what? What do I do? You know, there's a point of recalibration. You're just resetting, you know, the point at which you're going to go again. And then you're going to put more time in because at the end of the day, you have to start at some point in time to get to where you need to go. And, you know, I guess the point at which you know, you understand that the journey is the most important part and not necessarily the destination, you will always get there. You know, you'll be learning new things. You know, you will be able to be a present and understand your achievements. And I mean, functionally set yourself up for a level of success that I think is far more valuable in the long run of you doing things with your life than anything else. So, you know, I guess that's the deal, humans. You know, get started and stick with it. You know, do the time. Be realistic about the amount of time it takes to get to where you want to go, because the more you get after, you know, whatever it is you want to start, the more the feeling of doing will happen. You know, doing is a thing that will make you feel good, you know, and the more you do, the better you will get at it, because, you know, you want to get better at things, right? That's the trick. I want to feel good that I've done a thing and I've gotten better, to feel like I did a thing, you know? I mean, isn't that why we're here, you know, so that we did more than we thought we were capable of? You know, so remove them expectations. Be present in the time at which it takes you to get a thing done. Be aware of the commitment that it takes and feel good about failing and winning at the same time. You know, understand that all these things can exist and you can still feel good and get where you want to go with your life. So whatever it is you're trying to do, whatever it is you're trying to achieve, it's possible. You have to start, and you have to start by setting yourself up with reasonable things that allow you to be successful. You know, I struggle with this problem, and, you know, oftentimes I'm recalibrating what it is I need to do to measure myself for success so I can keep moving and stay motivated and move forward. I adjust the bar so that I don't measure myself on my failings as such, but I measure myself on my ability to be more, you know, successful in reasonable goals, right? To understand how and what it means to continue to move forward and not stop myself or quit or restart or always wish that I could have done that thing. How come I never did? You know, if you're laying in your deathbed and you wished you could have done a thing, is that really when you want to wish you'd done it? Or could you have just done it and felt better about it in the time you had to do it? You know, I mean, really, you want to get mortal, you know, or like completely dark about this whole mortality issue. We only have so much time to get these things done, to do a thing. And if time is the thing you need to achieve your goals and you're not putting in the time to get them done because you keep quitting because you don't really set yourself up for success, then how are you going to get them done? What point will you feel like you've done it? I'm not saying everything must be done. I'm not saying, you know, go, go, go and always get to where you want to go. You may realize in your failures in the doing and in the post-starting process that, yeah, okay, cool. This isn't for me. Well, good. Because if you had never started, you never would have got to the point where you could have said that. You would have always been on the other end of it. Well, I wish I would have started, you know, that sort of a thing, right? I wish I would have done it. So the art of failing, the art of measurement, the ability to remove expectations, all those things matter. And I would accept the world far better if we all just took a little bit of a breather on expectations and what those things do to set not only ourselves, but everyone else up around us with these sort of horrible letdowns, these sort of disappointments, these things that allow you to say, I was right in my pissed off misery, you know, because that shit just doesn't get you where you want to go in life. So yeah, a little bit of a, you know, sort of a, you know, ambly talk, a little bit of a motivational thing here today. You know, it was just one of those things that was rumbling in my brain. I sat down and wrote this bit, and I thought you guys should have a listen. I have now been published on LinkedIn by a young fellow, a bit of a play on words there. I appreciate it. I don't know if I was ready to put myself out on LinkedIn with this thing. It could be insanely damaging to the professional persona that I have created for myself. I really doubt it, but now I have to rethink the world, and hopefully I have not said a bunch of things that I'm not allowed to say when a bunch of people will judge me. God damn it. Oh, man, I don't know what that means. I don't really care, but, you know, this is the outro now. I did a thing. I started this, and now I'm measuring it and thinking about what will be next with it. You know, what is the next destination for this, and what will the journey look like? It's been super fun, and this is one aspect of my personality that I like to share. So take it or leave it. This is my food for thought. Start some shit, people, and get on it. I hope you enjoy it, and you get where you want to go in your lives. Peace out, people. Have a great weekend.